Hey, everybody, it's the Mad Hatter Show's podcast. We just randomly show up. That's what we do. Like, it's a no rhyme or reason to it. We just show up and do the thing.
I'm here.
I'm Neil Snyder. This is Robert Sweaty Hands.
Sweaty Hands in the building.
He's in the rotating co-host seat. And we're here today to, it's like an infomercial. We are promoting Mad Hatter Show's events. So some of you guys are like, why is this on my feed? You're probably coming on Strizzo's page, or you're coming on Dustin Sims' page, or maybe it's one of the venues that's actually putting our stuff on. We've got these cross-posted all over the place. So stick around. We're going to have a couple interviews today, and we're going to plug some of the events that Mad Hatter Shows
is going to have some fun.
Going to be fun, yeah.
It's going to be great.
Good thing. So Sweaty Hands, we've had you on a previous edition. You came back for more. you're the guy that when I'm putting a show together in a small town and we have the list, you're always one of the first couple. I just stick to these small towns.
So you've I appreciate it too.
You've done the tours, Winnemac, Indiana, and Monticello, and Crawfordsville, and
I took some new comedians with me this time to see how they do it. They said, how you do these little small places? I'm like, it's fun. When you can do this, then you can absolutely do big rooms. So if you do these little ones. Now, what I didn't know is that it was going to be clean. But luckily, I could do both. And I flipped when I got in.
Oh, did you go clean that night? You didn't have to do that.
Well, I thought it was kids in there.
Oh, yeah, they didn't know they brought kids. Well, see, the thing was.
It was a bunch of kids.
Haas and Jake Rubel both do clean anyway.
That's what he told
me. But the whole plan was I thought there was going to be a contrast where Haas would do his clean stuff and then you'd go on there and you'd just dirty it up.
And that's what I thought, too.
Wow.
And so the comedians would be like, hey, there's kids in there. I was like, I can flip it.
Yeah. and I they did. Still dug it. I know that that the woman that owns Tippy's in Winnemac was happy with the show, and then we're talking about coming back with a new lineup in the fall. So thank you for that. Sweaty Hands actually bailed me out. Jake Rubel bailed me out by showing up with the sound equipment and stuff because I was out in Wichita that night with Donnie Baker. So
opening up for Donnie Baker.
For Donnie Baker. We've been on tour with him.
Shelbyville's favorite.
They like him in Shelbyville?
I don't know. Every time I meet somebody from Shelbyville and I tell them I'm a comedian, like, do you know Donnie Baker? And I think they think that he's my next door neighbor or something. I'm like, yeah, I know him, but I don't know him, but I know his name.
If there was a sitcom where Donnie Baker lived next to Sweaty Hands Day, I would watch that. You know what I mean? Like, that's like.
We're going to have to put. We have
it's
to
like
do
Archie
that.
Bunker and
Jefferson.
George Jefferson living next door to each other. We can get the tour schedule up here for Donnie Baker. It's on there. We're in the early stages of his When I Was a Millennial tour. Yeah. So these are all the dates.
I'd like to meet him, though.
Yeah, we'll have to get you on a show with him. He's we did the first.
So I can tell the people in Shelbyville, hey, I met Donnie Baker. Yeah, I see what you love about him.
It's like your background on your phone or some shit, right? That's but you can look there. We've done the dates already in Kansas and Oklahoma. So the next shows that are coming with Mad Hatter Shows, we're going to have him in Texas. I'll be opening those in Lubbock and Amarillo. So those are going to be at madhattershows.com. If you look at the other dates that are on there, we're going to be in Wisconsin. We're going to be in Minnesota. We're going to be in South Dakota. Coming back to Indiana, that date on Thanksgiving Eve is actually with the Pork Pistols, his band. So
Pistols.
It's as ridiculous as it sounds. They do like parody songs for like old metal songs.
They shoot you with ribs?
No, the Pork Pistol is a reference to a penis, Mr. Hands. So that's he talks about his pork sword, this pork pistol that's in his pants.
I've seen pigs. They don't have big penises.
he's saying it's made of pork.
Oh, okay.
It's a white thing. You wouldn't get it.
Okay. High blood pressure is going to be in there. Okay. Got you.
But yeah, if you look at the dates there for 11/24 and for 12/3, those are with his band, and then the other ones are going to be stand up. So Donnie Baker, if you haven't seen him, he's a hillbilly character much different act than Sweaty Hands, but every bit is funny. So.
Definitely know why they love him in Shelbyville.
Does he look like he lives there?
Yeah. My family's actually from there. That's crazy.
Okay. So, yeah, we're killing a little bit of time right now talking about the shows we have coming up. What do you have going on right now? I know you're working. When you're not doing stuff for me, you're still working. So what's up?
I'm helping everybody. I got an open mic that I'm starting for the young comedians and help them because when I started, there was no open mic. So you just had to get out of here and find out where it was a room where somebody was doing something and asked and begged to get on, and that's how you did it. So easier today. They got YouTube and podcasts and do all this stuff, but still, it's nothing like working a room. So I'm doing that, doing church shows, doing regular shows.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place.
That's actually the way I met you was I'd either signed on, I guess, like I'd verbally committed to my first show
with
Tana at Bentley's, or like I started out doing an open mic there that was supposed to, I thought was an all-purpose variety show, and it was me and 12 rappers. That's a funny story.
Wow.
I think we've gone over before.
That's why I don't do variety shows.
Exactly. But then she put me on the hip-hop comedy spot, so I think like I was on the next month, and so I went to go check out the month before,
mm-hmm.
and you were like the emergency replacement, like whoever they had announced.
But you know, that's
wasn't
what they do to me. That's what everybody called me. It's like, hey, so and so canceled. Can you feel like I don't have a haircut or nothing? Y'all just want to throw me up there. Like I need you. I'm like, all right, I'll come and I'll do it.
And so it was funny that I started doing my own shows like that fall, and we had the Sweaty Hands Day at the Crawfordsville Bowling Alley. That's kind of how it started.
Yeah.
I was like, I knew this guy. He's funny, and we put you on a show that was way too long. You're used to doing those shows. They're like a 3-hour block, you know, a party, that kind of thing. But I remember we even had like an intermission at this place, and you ended up going on.
I hate intermissions.
I've learned to do that now.
Yeah, because it changes the mood.
Yeah. Well, and then I learned too to start using like a guy that's not a billed comedian.
Right.
Right after the break, then too. So it's like, hey, you know, this guy's like warming up the crowd again. You know, because you don't want to put the headliner on cold after that. But if I remember correctly, they liked you well enough that even though that was a 2-hour and 45-minute show, it ended up being like a 3-hour and 10-minute show because you just started telling like every joke you'd ever heard of.
Yeah,
you
know, and I probably did like 3 hours myself.
So, yeah, it's one of those things where you don't want to get off stage and he knows enough material to just keep going.
I cut it short now, though. I'm not that long with it now. I can go that long, but I don't. I'm like, you know what? I'm not getting paid for all that. And even though it feels great, I'm going to end it right about here.
Right. So future shows coming up on MadHattersShows.com. You've got all those ones from Donnie Baker. At the end of the broadcast here tonight, we're going to run down some other ones that are coming on. But the immediate shows coming up are actually Dustin Sims. And he's going to be calling in here in a minute, but we might as well just put up a video here and let some of the folks that haven't heard of Dustin, maybe you'll look at his face and go, I know that guy.
I hadn't, but I watched him today.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, like,
because I don't know all the new, I deal with, it's a million comics now, it's like rap.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know this guy. Then I go, and you can YouTube everybody now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah, he's like one of these guys that, like, even if you didn't watch him, even if you don't know his name, you're not following him, you've probably seen his face, because if you have friends on social network, he's the guy that everybody presses the share button on his videos. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like it's one of those where you're like, I've seen that guy's face somewhere. Well, because you were scrolling and it was there. It just had a triangle in the front of it, right? Like that's the, you know. So we get a lot of that. But he has a stage show now. It's doing very well. And actually, Friday night he's going to be in Wichita. I believe the next night, Saturday, he's in Tulsa, and those are both our shows. And then if you want to see his live show, August 15th.
Where is he going to be in here? Yeah,
he's going to be in the Irving Theater. Yeah.
So. Oh, Irving. Okay. East Side.
Yeah, that's where Mad Hatter Shows puts on our stuff. We haven't had you on a Mad Hatter thing. We've had you at the
I'm only
the
for emergencies,
club.
Neil.
But you're also where I send as the mercenary, you know, I need somebody to go kill in a small town. I'm like, let's send Sweaty Hands. So send him to an Eagles Club in Crawfordsville or something.
Yeah,
you know,
the Eagles Club. I knew it was an animal. Eagles Club, Moose Lodge, Horse Factory. I knew it was something like that. But I always have fun with them because I go in there and they look like, oh my God, we didn't know he was black.
You know what? I don't have a lot of black rooms to put you in. That's the thing. And when I say I don't have a lot, I mean, I don't have any right now. So that's, you know, are you pleasantly surprised if I send you to a show and you're like, hey, there's one. You know?
Yeah. Because when it was at Winamac, was that what it is? And I got there and I was like, okay, again, no black people. I'm going to be the only one here. And it's the first thing, you know, you break the ice and come out there like, oh, I feel like I'm at the white family reunion.
There you go.
And I'm just the black sheep.
So how is that? Is it easier? Is it harder? Is it all the same when you do a show where everybody in the room's black versus you do a show everybody's in the room's white, or when it's a mixed crowd? Like, do you approach anything different?
I do. With white crowds, I do. There is something I'm trying to think of what it is that I do that's different, because you don't want to scare them. And he's like, I do an icebreaker like when I'm coming into town, and like, because they're all just like staring at me like, oh my God, is he gonna be funny? Is anything? And so. I go up there and they just stare at me. I don't just go up and grab the mic and start talking. I like stare at them for a little bit and I'm like, this is how I feel. I said, you guys are staring at me and I'm staring at you. I said, but I knew this was a wonderful city. As soon as I came into town and I got that nice police escort all the way, following me all the way here, I'm like, they're making sure that I get here safe. Yeah. And then they just start laughing like, I know that's not true.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I've noticed small town crowds like it if you make fun of them, but they want to like you first. So you have to be careful. If you go up there and you just start tearing into them, they may not like you.
Yeah,
you
know? Then they get like this. They fold their arms like, I'm not going to laugh at anything.
There has to be some kind of icebreaker there, some kind of, hey, we're going to. And so do you remember? You remember what you did the first show I had in Crawfordsville?
Oh, what'd I do?
So I introduced you, and it wasn't a great response. And you said something about, oh, put the black guy on last, and the crowd was like, like they were tepid. Like
they were scared.
We don't want to laugh. So this was a long time ago, and you've done 1,000 shows, but this was one of my first ones I put on. So what you did was you reintroduced yourself.
Oh, yeah, the reintro.
And then you brought up that you didn't want to hear the N-word.
You want to kind of I said, I
don't make me do your bit while you're sitting here.
Yeah, I said I'm you know, I'm from Indianapolis, and I appreciate it for the sake of us all getting along tonight. If nobody would use the N-word, because I'm from Indianapolis, I hear the N-word all the time, so please nobody say NASCAR. And then they just laugh so hard.
And the room exhales and goes, okay, we're okay to have fun.
Oh, you thought I was talking about the other N-word. Oh, I know y'all use that one. I have no doubt.
We had a comedian when John was running one of the clubs downtown, and he had he was on some painkillers. And he was a black guy that he was drinking on his painkillers a little bit. And the first show, he was like, hey, they didn't laugh a lot at me. Do they like me? Was everything all right? And I said, well, did you notice the makeup of that room? And he's like, what do you mean? I said, well, it was like 50 people, but like 42 of them were white. And they're like, he's like, okay, so. And I said, well, you said the N-word like 162 times. You know,
see, he got
relaxed and he just started going, you know. And I was like, maybe tone that down, because white people don't want to laugh at that. You know what I mean?
Yes, they don't. If you use they it's like it scares them. It's cool if they use it, but you use it somehow, it's offensive. If I was to say the N-word, they'd be like, you're not going to laugh at that.
Well, just to clarify here, I'm not agreeing that it's cool if they use it either. Like, that's not...
I try my best not to use it.
It's a stereotype with the small towns, but I think you've been received pretty well everywhere we've put you, I think.
Man, people are people. They just want to laugh. I knew when the kids were laughing, I was like, oh, I've got this.
Yeah.
I've got this.
And it's like, so I've kind of got this whole thing where I pair you with, like, a redneck comedian or somebody like that, and it's almost like it's a double bill, you know, where we've got some somebody with a twang a little bit, and then it's somebody that's like, crowds like when somebody that's not exactly like them is in their town doing their jokes, and hey, we appreciate you came to our little town because nothing else comes here. You know, if it was either bingo or this.
You make fun of the little town, and I was like, oh, I saw the sheriff cars with Barney and Andy over there, and they were both parked. So who's protecting the city? You know, they just get to laugh so hard. One guy's like, we only have 8,000 people. I'm like, I didn't know you was really counting. Now you have 8,002 today. But yeah, they was a good crowd, and I can tell that they was afterward, they was warm. They bought me drinks, they bought my merchandise. Of course, I had all small shirts. Everybody bought them. I'm like, well, you don't have any big shirts. I'm like, everybody big bought them.
You got to give those to the kids then, right?
Yeah,
like, and win them back. Like, I don't imagine that there's a lot of adult smalls.
I had was smalls too, and I'm like, all right, no more. I ain't even making smalls no more. I done had these smalls for 2 years. I don't know anybody small.
Well, if you're watching here, we are still waiting on a phone call from Mr. Sims, who earlier today assured us
he was calling. Give me his number. I'm gonna call him. I'll call him myself.
No, I just fired off a text to the, because I don't actually have him in my phone, or else I'd be like, you know what I mean? So,
Dustin, call us, man. We know you're busy. Your podcast, your YouTube, you're on stage. Call us up. We scheduled it.
Absolutely. I'm kind of glad I had you go down to your car and grab those signs. So,
hey, man. Hey, the signs.
You didn't know I was going to ask you to do time on the show tonight, but...
It happens. The signs are one... It's my most requested joke. I finally got what Ricky Smiley said when he got tired of doing Little Durham. I'm like, wow, it was funny. And people are like, did you bring the signs? I'm like, oh. It's old now. But everybody loves it, so I don't mind doing it now.
Awesome. Well, it may get cut off here in a second, but you know, if he dials in, but let's. Let's get the abbreviated version, I guess, or the, you know, right
yes,
now.
Yes, we're doing real start. We say, Dustin, don't call in until I get done.
This is the shit you would normally pay to come see in a club, but we're going to have Robert Day, Sweaty Hands.
It's about these people. Where'd I put this at? This can you see it? It's a cut. There it is, right there. I see it. Okay. You see these people on the side of the road all the time, holding these signs all the time, and thinking that you're going to give them some money, but you're smarter than that. You start changing your radio and fixing your hair and yelling at the kids, sit down, because you ain't going to give them nothing. I got tired of it. I said, man, I wrote some signs of my own to see if they want to help me out with some of my problems. Because they just wrote their problems down. I wrote my problems down, too. My child support, $300. Help me out, bro. They got a variety of signs, so I got a variety of signs. My car payment, $400. Your bike don't take no gas. Help me out, man. Mm-mm. No. That's not it. My rent, $800. You don't have no rent. You're not breaking no lease. You can move anytime you want to. No. And this one I made. For my light-skinned brothers and sisters, this is not for the black folk. This is for the white people only. This is the vet bill. This ain't no Vietnam vet. This ain't no war vet. This is not an vet. This is where you take your dog to the doctor. And black people don't take their dog to the doctor. Black people dog don't even get dog food. Y'all know we eating chicken, the dog eating the bone. We eating macaroni and cheese, the dog eating macaroni and cheese. We eating sweet potatoes, the dog eating sweet potatoes. And if we got diabetes, the dog got diabetes. Because if we ain't got health care, the dog ain't got health care. I tell you what else, too. Hey, people out there with the COVID, I caught the COVID. COVID was not nice at all. I caught the COVID, and it was messed up because you got everybody in your house, staying in the house now. And it messed up some households. It didn't mess up mine, but it got real tight there for a minute because a lot of crazy stuff was going on in my house. Like, I bought a bunch of food while the rest of y'all was buying bleach and water, all the bleach and water y'all was buying up. I bought food. But I'm essential work. I had to still go to work. I went to work, came home, wasn't no food in the refrigerator. Wasn't because nobody ate all the food up. That wasn't why it was no food in the refrigerator. Because these kids are now programmed to look at the dates of stuff. So I go to make me a bowl of cereal. No milk. What happened to the milk? We had a gallon of milk yesterday. Well, we looked at the milk and it had the 17th. So we poured it out. You poured it out. Went to make me a sandwich. Give me some bread. Nope. Bread said 13th. Throw it away. So I got tired and said, I'm Eddie Petty and Petty Eddie at my house. I want to get even my kids. I went in my son's room, Neil. Got his Jordans. Took them and threw them in the trash. He said, Dad, why'd you throw away my Jordans? I said, they're expired. He came out a new pair this week. You're not walking around the house with those old shoes. Get them old shoes out my house. I got even with them. But yeah, the COVID. Crazy
stuff. That's right. Well, we go live, and sometimes things happen, like people forget that there's a time zone difference from where Dustin Sims lives and where we live. So
he's got another hour then.
Yeah, I guess he's brushing his teeth now or something, like pulling over his car or finishing having sex with his wife or whatever was happening at that time. He's going to be calling in here in a minute. So don't abandon us yet. Dustin Sims will be messaging us. But in my infinite wisdom, I didn't have his phone number programmed into my phone. So,
that's bad.
So I had to go. And that's why we brought you on the show. Like, this is, you were getting the Sweaty Hands Day show.
Yes.
Which I think should be a sitcom anyway, with Donnie Baker as the neighbor. Like, I think we should actually do this.
I like that. We ought to get that. Me and Donnie ought to work on that.
You moved to, you know, you moved to the white trash side of town, in a trailer park or something, and Donnie's living there. Like, that would be a good kind of...
Yeah, like, you know, I downgraded and
went down. Yeah, fish out of water kind of thing. Like, that kind of... So we were talking about this a little bit earlier, because we got a country rapper on the show later, a guy that's been doing country infused
and I got questions.
Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So you came out. I don't mean to tell everybody here, but told me that you know some country songs too. You grew
I
up
do.
On that.
I got the one Johnny Paycheck and Reba McEntire and all those people. I got $2 in the jukebox. $5 in the bottle, 10 more just in case that don't do the trick.
All right, I wanted you to talk about it. I didn't necessarily want you to karaoke.
I know some of them old songs.
Man, it's just like on road trips.
We grew up on it. It was John before singing. Rap. That's all we had was country music, jazz, and R&B, but country. It was really rap before because they was rhyming.
Mm. Oh, just let's say the first country song ever was Ike Turner, you know, if you like the way that it was, like the modern way country went, you know, they credit
that.
Him as one of the first people to sing like that, you know.
Yeah.
So very interesting perspective to bring up. So let's actually pull up another video here. We've got After the Weekend that Donnie Baker is going to be on.
Donnie Baker.
Yeah, like the next different artist that we're going to be doing some shows with is Mick Foley. So if we can get the song there. Are you familiar with Mick Foley?
W. It's more W. I don't know how many W's is in there. Bunch of W with an E on an N or something, and jumping out of cages and busting heads.
You can see him coming out here, too. This is actually when he was in TNA. So he was in ECW. He was in WCW. He was in WWE.
I knew
him. He's been in TNA. He's been in, like, all the major federations and basically retired now, although I saw him in the ring for Warrior Wrestling doing kind of a promotional thing with Frank the Clown recently. But I think he's back under contract with WWE. But he's got stories that a lot of people have heard, and so he's a storytelling type comedian.
There's got to be some stories in there.
Yeah, in fact, they call it stories you've already heard, but he's going to talk about it from his perspective. Going to go on there and do his thing. So we have him in Buffalo Grove, Illinois. I don't know if you've ever performed up in near Chicago before.
Yeah.
But this will be at their community center. It'll be our first time there, but they have a whole stage already set up in there. We've got him in Milwaukee. We've got him in Indianapolis and Lafayette, I think, are the other shows that
are coming here?
And Madison. So he's going to be here at the end of September, I believe, on the 26th. So,
all right.
Mick Foley. All right. So it looks like Dustin is here. Dustin, sorry about the confusion.
Man. We've been waiting.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm so sorry. I got the time mixed up.
White people are always late, man. White people are always late.
Well, he needs 5 minutes, so he's trying to speculate on what you were doing at the time. So hopefully I didn't interrupt anything super important. Yeah, that's why I thought.
Yeah.
I hope you finished, because I don't want you to be angry at us while you're sitting there.
Oh, no, it's still up, but we'll figure it out.
Doing a little Adam and Eve thing.
Yeah. Code Sims, 50% off.
This is Robert Sweaty Hands Day. He does comedy, same as I do. My name is Neil Snyder, and we are the Mad Hatter duo this time.
We
played one of your videos in the background. No sound, because we're worried about all this copyright stuff now. We actually got shut down one time.
Piracy.
No shit.
We were going over the idea that you're a weird kind of famous right now. You're one of these guys that, like, you got fans. People know who you are sometimes. But other people know your face just because everybody hits that share button when you're doing your videos.
Even so I saw what I said. He looks familiar. I don't know him.
When they're scrolling,
familiar.
They're like, I mean, do you get recognized, like, now just, like, getting gas and going to the buy bread?
Yeah, I started here lately. It's weird. Like, I get mostly recognized at Walmart and Dollar General. But it's never, like, a nice place, you know, like... It's never like Red Lobster, bro.
Bunch of young people.
It's just like shitholes, but it's fine, man.
So you're getting those followers, even the people that are, you know, they're finally clicking on it. They're like, oh, let me follow this guy. You're up around 1 million followers now on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And how many on YouTube?
Like 850, I think.
Wow.
That's
ridiculous. I got 16 followers.
If you go to take a shit tomorrow in the morning and you go live, like 500,000 people are going to see it. That's crazy.
Well, tomorrow's my first, my kid's first day back at school. My wife's in there crying herself to sleep right now. It's either about that or the sex we just had. I don't know.
Where's the accent from?
I could go live after I drop them off.
Where's the accent from?
Alabama.
Okay.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So, Sweaty Heads, we were talking about, hey, when you wanted to do comedy when we first started out, you had to find somebody that had a room. You had to find somebody that had an open mic or a club that had that kind of thing.
Ask did you ever start you open out that up way? For them.
Or did you just go straight to making videos?
I just started making videos, and Rocky Dale Davis, he's kind of gaining some traction now because The Rock followed him on Instagram, and like apparently that just blows you the fuck up now. So he reached out to me, and he's from Alabama too, and he was like, why don't you do stand-up? And I was like, well, I want to, because I do stories, already. Mm-hmm. And it was in the middle of the pandemic, and he was struggling like to sell tickets and stuff, and he was like, you could do it. So he kind of pushed me to do it, and like he helped me out. He'd been doing it for like 8 or 9 years, and he kind of told me I sucked and like really pushed me in the right direction, so it's been like a weird growing pain, like going from videos to on stage, but it's been fun. I really enjoy doing shows.
You get these old school stand-ups that are just like, those guys on YouTube, they got it easy. They're just talking and they don't have to worry about the crowd. And I'm like, that's exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
Because I feed off of a crowd. I need that, I need that back from them.
Yes.
You're just going there naked. You don't know if you're eating shit or not until you start seeing the comments, right?
Like that's, right. And there's like 400,000 comments of people telling you to die.
Yeah, that's
just like great.
That's great. How do you deal with that? Where you got just people just talking shit about you, just going, are you just like, hey, you saw me, who cares? Or how's that?
Yeah, I've gotten that way. At first, it used to really piss me off. And I would like, it would live rent free in my head. I would just like go at people all night. My wife's like, just let it go. And I'm like,
yeah, it's always going to be somebody.
But, now I just like, I'll respond to people the first 15 or 20 minutes, then I just don't even look back at it. Right. That's just the best thing to do, I think.
Well, clearly you have more people that like you than don't, or unless they're all tuning in, because you're blowing up and your tours, you're selling well, all that kind of stuff. What's that like as a change? And all of a sudden you go from just making videos in your car and stuff to now I'm backstage and I'm going out and there's a whole room of people there to ready for you.
It's been very surreal. I don't know. I've always wanted it, and it just really kind of happened this year. I've just been really grateful for it. I don't know. It's been a weird transition, but I was working at Honda for like 10 years, 6 or 7 days a week, and now I'm like living this dream. So it doesn't even feel like it's me. I still feel like I'm just an imposter in my own skin most days, but
that's how it was for me when I first started. Like, I was like, I'm playing comedian. You know what I mean? It's like, because I have a day job. I didn't start out as young, that kind of thing. So, it's I still feel like, I'm playing this role or this kind of thing. So it's I like seeing when people kind of blow up.
Do you have a preference? Do you like making the videos, or do you like being on the stage live with the crowd?
I used to would say the videos, but now that I've gotten now that I've gotten like stage presence, and I've been on stage a lot, I love it. Like you said, I feed off the crowd.
It ain't nothing like the live crowd.
It's an irreplaceable feeling. It's by far my favorite. I would rather
it's instant gratification right there. Like, you got approval right there.
Yes, it's that instant satisfaction.
So, do I have things right that you're just kind of winging it as you go along, or has this been a calculated plan? Like, you have advisors and marketing, or are you just kind of like, this all kind of happened?
It just happened, man. I wing it. Now, I've been really consistent with my videos. I used to try to post every week, sometimes twice a week, and then I realized that was too much.
That was my next question. I was going to say, how often do you post?
Now I try to do like maybe 2 new or 3 a month maybe, and try to put some time in between it. But there's really no system that I have. You've seen it. I struggled calling into this. I'm just a redneck, man.
You know what? The reason why I asked, it was not an insult. It's actually because you're doing some stuff well that maybe you don't even realize you're doing. Like, one thing I notice is I get notifications. Somebody goes and sees your show, and they're sitting in North Carolina in this auditorium, and they're taking a picture with their friends or whatever, and they tag that they're at the Dustin Sim show. And I have seen you on their page thanking them for coming. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
comedians
yeah.
don't do that, do that shit. That's something, though, that's like people that have been doing this forever, they're like, oh, I don't even need to advertise the show. The club should be doing their job, blah, blah, blah. You're in there that's interacting me. With the people that are spending money with you, and that's smart in 2021.
Yeah.
Another thing I've noticed, you're kind of a potty mouth, right? You're kind of a dirty guy, right? It's not a G-rated show.
Yay!
But a lot of times, people that are real dirty, they don't get females fans. They have mainly male fan base, right? And I noticed you've got all kinds of women fans, and I think a big part of that, other than you're kind of a good looking guy, is you talk about your wife. You include her, like you're a potty mouth, but you're like you have a family and you're proud of them and you don't hide them.
Right?
Was that intentional or is that just who you are?
I mean, my comedy comes from my experiences, and all my experiences, most of them's with my wife. Like my almost entire set is like about her, or it's got her in it. She comes to all my shows. I make her sell the merch. She's going to get the money anyways, you know.
Exactly.
So I make her sling that. But yeah, they do. It resonates well with people. It makes it seem more relatable because a lot of the stuff that we deal with, or what most married couples deal with,
how so long I you think been
they
married?
Really resonate with that.
How long you been married?
It'd be 10 years in September.
Yeah, you got a lot of material.
Yeah, bro.
Anything past 10 minutes, you made it.
But, you know, some guys, they have the act and they're dirty and all this kind of stuff, and it comes off as misogynistic, or it comes off, that's bro humor or whatever. And you don't do it. So I wondered if you tailored, like, hey, we're going to specifically try to get women, or just happened. So it sounds like you're just being genuine.
It just happened that way. I just speak off of experience, and I just do my kind of comedy, and then it attracts whoever it attracts. When I first started doing the videos, my family was really embarrassed by them, and now that they're taking off, they're like, this is great.
I wish you wouldn't do that. You made how much? What? Keep talking shit. Like,
that's in regular comedy, too. It's like, oh, I don't want you to say that. Don't do this. And then you say something like, oh. Well, go ahead.
Got a couple pictures we were going to pull up on the screen here and let you kind of explain yourself on this. One of them was a cup of coffee. There was a non-traditional cup of coffee. We've got that one to pull up here. Which I got a 7-day ban for putting a bong that looked like a cock up in the group. You somehow got by with this one. Maybe they know who you are. But what's going on in this photo?
I have no idea how that got by. I was just fucking around, man. Like, I had the Adam and Eve box still on the table.
I thought he had like a long thumb.
This'll get some hits, you know? For some reason, man, fake dicks sell. I don't understand why, but it just does. So I just threw that off in there. I don't even remember what I said about it. But
something about vitamin D in the morning or something. I can't remember. But it was, something ridiculous.
But
like,
just silly shit like that.
Thousands of people.
Does well on Instagram.
Thousands of people click that button. You know what I mean? It's just like, that's an amazing thing to be able to just put up some random photo and boom, there we go. Which I'm guessing the Adam and Eve folks were happy that that you're getting that kind of exposure too, right?
They love it. And like, I people think I'm just like a freak, man, but like that's the only company, like a lot of companies reach out, but they want me to just do like sell their thing and clean and stuff, and they'll let me say whatever I want. They don't give a shit. And I'm like, I'll work with y'all then. So
yeah. Well, freedom.
You know, I'm not gonna change my stuff to be like that. So
it's working.
Don't
do it. It's working.
I mean, it's just sex toys. So.
So we got you in Wichita on a Mad Hatter show on Friday. We got you on a Mad Hatter show on Saturday in Tulsa. And
yes, sir.
We're only plugging our brand here. We're going to skip ahead. I know you have other shows that will have you tell people how they can see all the other ones. But the next show then we have with you is in Indianapolis on August the 15th. So are these cities you've been to before, or is this brand new when you go on tour that you're hitting places?
These will all be brand new for me. I've been to Oklahoma City before, but I've never been to Tulsa. So this will all be new. Used to, I've only been like, before I started doing comedy, it was like Alabama and like Florida and Georgia, like right here. So it's been a fun experience traveling.
When I get gigs too, I try to make it a vacation, you know what I mean? Because I'm not going on vacations otherwise. So like I had these shows in Kansas and I went to the Wizard of Oz Museum because I'm in Kansas, right? Like I was in Hannibal, Missouri. I did all the Mark Twain shit. So
my wife would love that.
Wizard of Oz.
Wichita's got an outdoor, it looks like their city from like 1850, and you can walk through there. It's all the old buildings. They've moved them into this area and marked it all off. It's Gunsmoke. Remember what it's called, Cowtown or something like that. But yeah, there's some fun stuff you can check out when you're there in the old town of Wichita. Indianapolis, I don't know, just stay out of the canal, don't, you know, get shot. Like
stay away from the east side.
That sounds like around here.
Maybe I need to send some warnings. But so another guy that we have been booking shows with as well, I saw a picture of you guys in the same photo here. Tell me about the picture we have here of you and this other guy.
Oh, Ginger Billy. That's right after I beat him in arm wrestling.
Wow.
He came to my show in Columbia, man. Super nice guy. Like, I've talked to him a lot anyways. We've been friends before.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, you guys are already friends? Show,
and he's just a nice guy, man. He's just an old, good old boy. So I love that dude.
Yeah, so we've got madhattershows.com. You can check out a lot of these places. It's like you're going to be somewhere, and then Billy comes a couple months later. We're trying to kind of do that on purpose because we imagine you guys have some of the same fans. So,
oh, yeah.
Any thoughts?
Now, people want us to do a show together, but like his is like PG, and then mine's just not. So it wouldn't work out.
You can't restrain yourself for a collaboration then. That's maybe a video, maybe a carefully edited video. You could make that happen.
Yeah.
So do you just kind of do your own thing and not pay attention to everybody else, or are there other comedians right now that you're kind of got your eye on that you're following and that make you laugh?
Oh, dude, I love like a lot of comics, man. Mark Norman's one of my favorites right now. I love Dave Chappelle. He's the GOAT. There's just a lot of people like that. Tim Dillon's really funny right now. I love comedy. I'm a nerd for it. I watch a lot of comedy podcast, but as far as like my content goes, I try to clear my head and just do my own shit, because it's easy to watch somebody a lot and then accidentally start trying to emulate that person. Yes. And I don't ever want to do that, so but yeah, I'm a big comedy fan. I have a lot of people that I watch.
Yeah, you're kind of, I'm impressed because you're kind of part of this new wave, the folks that you don't have to go toil in empty rooms, you know, in a comedy club now and hope somebody puts you on a show where somebody sees you and all this kind of stuff. Now, if the right person sees you on YouTube and they start clicking buttons, you could be famous in the morning. And that's, you know what I mean? And it sounds easy, but if it was that easy, there'd be thousands of you, and there's not. So it's really, I mean, it's impressive that you have maintained. Some people go viral off one video. You've made this last for months and months, and now you're into years.
I think that's a problem with a lot of people is the trajectory is too fast, and they don't have like anything to fall back on. I think if it's a slow trajectory, you have a lot of content that people can go back and watch after they find you, because that's the first thing people do when they find you and they like you. They start going to watch old stuff. And a lot of people, especially if they have one go viral, they just sit on that video. Like, they get lazy. I try to stay consistent with posting stuff.
Awesome.
I think that's key.
So we've got some shows where we've your agent said, hey, we're going to be in this state. Can you find this venue or whatever? So we're kind of a patchwork. We've got, I think, 5 shows with you on our website. So we encourage people to check that out. But if we're not anywhere, we're not doing any of our shows where you live, viewers, where else can they find out where Dustin's entire calendar is at?
You can look on DustinSimsTickets.com. It's got all my dates and all the ticket links on there, and order and everything. So DustinSimsTickets.com.
All right. We're happy to keep collaborating with you. Hopefully we'll get several. I'm playing bartender at the Irving Theater show, so I'll get you a bucket of whatever you drink.
Nice,
all that,
dude.
But
you'll see me a lot then.
Definitely. Well, I imagine that's going to get swarmed if that happens. So let's let's try not to have a mob. But yeah, definitely encourage people to check out all of Dustin's shows, and hopefully I can get my nerd habit is I like getting fan photos with folks. So I'm going to be we'll be playing fanboy backstage, probably smelling like beer. But
me too.
Get on there and check out your live show. So thank you so much for calling in. Sorry about the time zone concern.
No, that's me, man. I told you I'm just dumb.
Do I need to text
you
when you
me on, man?
Because in Oklahoma and Kansas, you stay on Central, but I need to send you a text in Indianapolis and go, hey, your show's in 45 minutes. Remember Indianapolis, we're on
Eastern. I need somebody to hold my hand, really, dude. I'm like a toddler.
I'm going to take a picture with him so I can go viral, too.
There you go.
I only got like 20 followers.
Can we ride your coattails, Dustin?
I got y'all, man. Just hang on tight.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, hey, we definitely appreciate you calling in. Let you go back and blow that load that's been sitting there and for the last 20 minutes.
I got it, man. I'm going to do it right now. I appreciate y'all.
All right, now.
Hey, thanks. Dustin Sims, definitely as funny as advertised, right?
Yeah,
super
I love the accent. I love Southern accents. I don't know why. It just sounds good.
Yeah, and then you know what? Like, I'd love to go over and start talking about, let's analyze that interview, but we've already got, our next guest is called in, so let's get him on the stage here. Strizzo, right. Can you hear us?
Boom, boom. What's good? I can hear y'all, man. What's
that was up? Like perfect timing. Like, Dustin just hung up, and like, I looked over, and I looked back, and there you were. So did you plan that? Have you been watching?
Of course he did. I try to be on time. I'm usually a few minutes late, so I'm glad I was on time.
Awesome. Well, Strizzo, I'm Neil. I've met you a few times. This is Robert Sweaty Hands Day. He does comedy also.
What's up, Robert? Good to meet you, brother.
We appreciate you calling in here. Originally, we were going to have Second Chance call in, and that didn't work out, so we appreciate you calling in. You can probably answer all the same questions.
I got questions.
He's got questions. We're like, this guy sings country. He's like, I have questions.
So. I have questions, yeah. So you the DJ.
Yeah. I'm DJ, DJ, producer, manager.
Okay.
Yeah, all that.
So how did you and him meet? If he sings country and you DJ, you country DJ?
Yeah, so, you know, down in Florida, we mix it up. You know, in the South, really, we mix it up. You know, you can be in a country club, but you can be doing some hip-hop stuff. And at the time that I met Chance, I was just getting off the road with Bubba Sparks. I'm sure y'all heard of him.
Bubba Sparks, yeah.
Yeah. So I was just getting off the road with Bubba Sparks, and a promoter had reached out because Bubba was taking a break.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I got this artist that just went viral, and y'all both live in Tampa. And, you know, I'd like for you to check him out. And if you dig it, you know, would you come on tour and be the tour DJ? So I checked it out, man. I was blown away. This is almost about 5 years ago now.
I just heard a few minutes ago, and I was blown away. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Country.
Yeah, man. Super talented, man. And you know, we fine-tuned some things over the year. And, I mean, the sky's the limit now. You know, once we, you know, start, you put out this new project, Old Country Soul, and
Old Country Soul, that just sounds good.
We bridged the gap with the rap and the country. He's like the pioneer of that, and then it just all worked out, man.
It's funny, if somebody said, you know, Second Chance is coming out with a polka album, what do you think of that? I'd be like, I believe it, and it's probably going to be pretty good. You know what I mean? Like everything. See, that's the thing, is he's not trying stuff and it's like terrible. Like, everything he tries is pretty good. Like, that's amazing. Right. Does that piss you off? Or, like, do you just, like, when you see somebody that talented that, like, everything they touch just works?
Right. So, you know, I worked in radio before I got into my international thing, DJing, which started with Bubba Sparks. Working in radio, you know, you want to be able to put your hand on an artist of, like, okay, this artist does this.
Mm-hmm.
So when I met Chance, and like, okay, he had Head Over Heels, and then he had My World.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he'll start rapping like Twista. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I just listened to both of those, especially to My World.
Yeah, man. So it will catch you off guard.
It caught me off guard.
Say again?
It caught me off guard.
I was not expecting it.
Catch
you off guard. And you know, when it comes to mainstream, you know, radio, it kind of catches them off guard, too.
Right.
Because they don't know what angle to come and, you know, how to box them in.
Right. You don't even know what station to send them to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like right.
That's
so
crazy.
So that's it, man. But it's been an awesome ride, you know, watching him grow into the artist that he is today. And like I say, the sky's the limit, man. You know, we out here, we loving it. We've been able to go out here and captivate, you know, the audiences, you know, with our live performances.
It's a game changer. That's been,
you know, that's been, you know, catapulting us through, man. So yeah.
So I've been to several of your shows, especially this will be like the fourth time, I think, that you've come through and done something with Mad Hatter shows. We got August 20th, August 21st. We're in Cincinnati and Louisville, and I don't have it in front of me which one we're in which night, but it's Cincinnati and Louisville, so they're close by each other. We're doing them both. But Robert's never seen the show. So he's like, how do you set that up? So you're doing a DJ set up front. How do you prep that? Tell people kind of what to expect with throw country in there too, or how's that go for people?
Yeah. So the way that we came up with the concept, the stage concept, actually came from an artist named Yellow Wolf. I'm sure y'all heard of him, you know, Yellow Wolf. And so
I love Yellow Wolf.
What it is a DJ set up, and then we have the live guitar, and then we have the high energy. So it's like, it's just a big gumbo pot of energy. And if you've never been to a show, you'll never forget it. Yeah, I can tell you that.
So
right
you
now.
Play a little Tupac, and then you just sneak in the country.
That's a good analogy. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, it definitely goes from, you definitely gonna hear a lot of country, you're gonna hear a lot of rap, and you're gonna hear a lot of rock and roll all mashed up together.
Yeah, because like a song Undeniable, that sounds like a rock song. That's like some Linkin Park something or other going on.
It's a game changer.
You know, it's crazy that, you know, he's not just country and rap. He actually sounds kind of like soul on something and sounds kind of like rock on other things, and it's wild.
So, yeah, he definitely knows how to do it all, man. And he really knows how to do it. It's not like a fluke. Like,
did he?
You know, oh, man, I try to rap this day. No, it's like, he really know how to rap. He really know how to sing. You know, he really know how to do the rock. You know, get the rock vocals out. You know, sitting in a studio session with him, you'll be just sitting there like,
that's what I asked. Yeah, you're just like, why are you so good? That's ridiculous.
Right.
Did he say how he got started into the country? What made him do something country? Because that's so different. What made him, you know, because you're in the South, or is it? What made him do country?
I mean, just to be different. He just really liked country. You know, like he just really authentically liked country. You know, when we first met, you know, because it took me for a loop too when we first met. Because,
okay,
you know,
that's what I've been waiting to hear. I've been waiting for him to say that.
Yeah, it just and so what really made me know it was real. We got off on an exit in like West Virginia. We was traveling somewhere. And we walk into the store, and the store clerk was like, hey, you're Second Chance. And I mean, ain't no way in the world this dude just ran across Second Chance just like...
By chance.
You know, at this weird... by chance, right? At this random gas station. I was like, yo, this movement is real. This is really real right now. And yeah, I mean, he does it. And he's a perfectionist. Like I said, man, when y'all hear this new project, The Old Country Soul, man, it's...
I'm going to listen to some of the old stuff, just a couple of songs that I listened to, because I hadn't heard of them until Neil told me about them, and I thought I wanted to check it out and know some of them. I'm like, wow, this is different and good. Different and good.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes things are different, and you're like, there's a reason why it's different.
Yeah, it's trying, yeah.
But you weren't brand new. Like, you were doing music long before, you know, before you met up with him. Tell us a little bit about how you got started and what you were doing.
Oh, man, so I'm you know, a DJ. I started off in Tampa Bay. You know, started typically, you know, DJing at rec centers, you know, backyard parties, the occasional wedding reception. And then my first job out of college was a radio host. So I became a radio host at a hip-hop station back in Tampa Bay. And the rest is history, man. And that's how I formed all my relationships. You know, me and when Bubba Sparks hit me up to go around the world with him, to start touring with him, it was literally, you know, he was ready to just get back into the music, and he called me out of the blue. Actually, he called a mutual friend, and we happened to be at dinner, and I was like, just tell Bubba I said what's up. And he's like, oh, man, put Strizzo on the phone. And the rest is history on that, man. So... yeah, I've DJed at all the clubs, and then, you know, out there with Bubba, I've met so many people. I ended up DJing for Yellow Wolf on tour, Petey Pablo.
Now, you're naming all legit guys, so, I mean, that's got to be a feather in your cap that, like, these guys reach out to you. These are legit, incredibly talented individuals.
And you can hear a little country in Petey Pablo, too. I can see that, too.
Oh, he's majorly country.
From North Carolina, it's his biggest song says North Carolina, you know what I mean?
I've been around the DJ ranks for a minute, man. I've been able to build my DJ brand, you know, a pretty big deal in the DJ society,
you did a little rapping too, right?
The gap with the, you know, with the artist thing, like a lot of people right now would say, when you think of Second Chance, you'll be like, oh, and Strizzo, because that's his DJ. You know, so that's really like been my thing with everybody bridging the gap with that, man. But yeah, man, I've been out there doing my thing. I've been able to, you know, crack this DJ code and production code. I went top 40 on the Billboard charts with a song called "Bust a Wide Open," which is a pretty big record on the radio around the country in 2012.
Well, we got a video. Is that what this is? You can tell us what song this is. We got something queued up here where it's not a Second Chance song. This is a Strizzo song. So we have our guy pull that up here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was one of my big club records called "I Made It Rain," featuring an artist named Shawty out of Tampa Bay. That one did really, really good. What we did was went in the studio and mashed up the Michael Jackson record with Rockwell. I always feel like somebody's watching me. Yeah, we did that and kind of freaked it, and it ended up doing good. It ended up going number one in the regional radio market. I did some real big things, man. So yeah, I'm all over the place, man.
Are we going to see another Strizzo album, like a full length album, or do you just pick and choose your spots? Like, what's next for you?
Yeah, so I've been really focused just on production and DJing, so producing singles. You know, if I was to put out a project as a producer, it would be like an EP with, like, you know, that would be more beat heavy, you know, featuring artists, you know, like so chances on one of my records that we put out last year that we didn't get a chance to promote because it was a pandemic. Mm-hmm. So it's called "It's My Party," and you know, nobody was really getting a chance to really party last year,
right?
So but we still have a lot of big plans for that. So yeah, if I put out a full project, it'll be production featuring all the new talent and things of that nature.
Here's a picture of the two of you together. So,
right.
You know, this is, it's funny to me because you guys both look like, you know, like you can fight a little. You could hold your own in a fight, right? But here's the thing.
You want to say y'all look like gangster rappers. No.
But after the show in Richmond, Strizzo tells me to go do like security for Second Chance, right? So I go over there. Second's bigger than me, and he's all jacked. And he's got an actual, like, his bodyguard from tour, who's like a straight up like he's actually like he was part of Trump's security detail stuff. Like, he looks like he has to wipe his ass like from the front. He's that like
CeeLo,
and he's walking through too. And so I'm standing up there, and I was like, I made Second Chance laugh like crazy because I go, I'm supposed to come up here and do security, but I'm pretty sure I'm underqualified, right? Like, I'm the smallest dude here. So he's doing some MMA training now. Is that just for exercise, or is he going to try to fight?
Look, so last year was a pivotal moment for a lot of people in the world, obviously. He found his calling with Muay Thai. So, you know, he really got real deep into Muay Thai. And so he started training, and he fell in love with it so much that now he owns a Muay Thai gym. So yeah, Chance owns like the number one Muay Thai gym in Northern Tampa Bay, and it's called Payak out in Odessa, Florida. If you ever in Odessa, go out there. But yeah, so Chance is really into Muay Thai, which is the martial art,
right?
He does it for real. He owns a gym, him and his partner, which is also his coach, and so yeah, I mean, we definitely do not have security issues.
I'm almost like, is he just messing with me, telling me to go stand over there? You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, I'm like
you the bait, Neil. You didn't know it.
Exactly.
Let's go get the little guy, then he can come save you.
Yeah. So, big things, man. You know, big things. You know, it's been a very interesting year for us. Good and bad, and you know, we just ready to get back out here and get to doing these shows consistently, you know, because everybody just been kind of tiptoeing back into what's going on, you know, and we ready to go full blast, like all rocker boosters. Yeah, you know, so
That's awesome. So we're happy that you called in and made sure that we were able to do this. But definitely, we know that the Second Chance has gone through some personal drama lately. Please thank him for doing these shows. I mean, he could basically go, I'm not doing anything till next year. But his fans want to come out August 20th and 21st in Cincinnati and Louisville and see all the shows. So
And when when everything started rolling out, man. I told him, because I've dealt with, artists, before that needed to take personal breaks. And I asked them, I was like, bro, listen, man, if you need to take some personal break, go ahead, take as long as you need. But he literally hit me up in a few days. He was like, look, I'm ready to get back to work. And I'm like, all right.
So what's up?
So he ready to get back to work. We're going to get back to work, man. We're bringing the energy.
Awesome. We can't wait for that. It's going to be August 20th and 21st. Tickets are at madhattershows.com. And let's say that there's some folks that know Second Chance, but just found out that Strizzo has some other stuff. Where can they find your music?
Man, first and foremost, man, it's the World Wide Web. You can go to Google. You hit Strizzo, Strizzo. You can go on Facebook. I'm Strizzo on Facebook. You can go on Instagram. I'm Official Strizzo. Or you just type in Strizzo, because there's this one person that had Strizzo that didn't want to give it up. So I had to put the official in front of it.
I was going to ask about the name.
Man, I'm talking about, man, like, they are the weakest link. You know what I mean? But yeah, just Strizzo, man. Twitter, Strizzo. Just Strizzo if you want to find me. On all your music platforms, if you want to hear my party production, my club production, Strizzo on all music platforms.
Awesome. We appreciate you taking some time with us tonight. You got anything to wrap up with here?
Now, I wanted to know where we got the name Strizzo from. No, I was asking people, because people are asking about my sweaty hands and this reason. So what is Strizzo? You was a stripper, part of your last name?
We'll call it long story short, but basically, when I was in the seventh grade, I needed to take an elective because, I ran track and I needed, so I took band. And at the time, I didn't know how to play any instruments. So I went to class and the teacher was like, what do you want to play? And I'm like, I don't know what I want to play. So he's like, all right, well, until you figure it out, you're going to be the maestro. Right. So then, when you're out there on the playground and they break it down to stroke.
Yeah.
Your friend's not going to be like, hey, stroke, throw the ball.
Stroke. Throw the ball. Stroke.
Right. So it started with stroke. And then so my whole little moniker started to be stroke. And then so when I got in the radio, my name was DJ Daddy Stroke. That was my radio name, like and everything. So then I started producing. I got this great idea. I want to be a producer. So I started producing, messed around. One of the songs blew up. But when it blew up, the radio station that wanted to play my music, I did not work at. So the other station was like, look, we can't play your music because you work for the competition. And I was like, damn. And then they're like, and we want you to perform at one of our biggest show nights, but we can't let you because you work at the other station. And that was at the time when Snoop Dogg was putting the IZZ and everything.
Yeah.
For Shizzle and all this other stuff. And
for Shizzle. And
Jay-Z was like, Izzo. I was like,
my nizzle.
IZZ in the middle of stroke. Strizzo. Boom.
See how that worked out?
There you go. You couldn't play any single instrument in the seventh grade, and now you're a world famous DJ with big names taking you everywhere.
Play them turntables.
I'll tell you, man. And so, but I've learned how to play when you're producing, you got to learn how to dibble and dabble on the keyboard. So now I can sit down and I can't play live in front of a whole bunch of people. But
you can't do Stevie
Wonder. If
you get
me in the studio, I can put some rhythm together and make it sound good. My band, my seventh grade band teacher would be proud.
Okay. Awesome. Well, check out Strizzo online. Go to madhattershows.com. Get your Second Chance tickets, and we'll see you here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, get your tickets, man. We definitely looking forward to it, man. We're going to bring the energy. I hope y'all ready, because we've already started doing a few shows this year, but now the weekend of your shows is like starting like a run.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like where we're going to be out for it. And like, so we ready, man. We ready to let off, a bunch of a year of craziness, a lot of personal, downfalls that we've had to deal with. And, you know, going out there doing these shows is good therapy for us.
Great therapy.
Awesome, man. We'll see you here in a few weeks. Thanks for calling in.
Definitely, right, man. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all.
All right, now.
All right. So, DJ Strizzo, immediately after Dustin Sims, what are your thoughts on these two gentlemen that Mad Hatter Shows has worked with?
That was great. Both of them. I thought they both were awesome. The one that's mega famous off the, all the internet stuff that I don't do, but I like hearing about
you're
it.
Like,
and
I
how
need
it
to
works.
Go make a video now.
Let's yeah, I'm going to go video, way. And I'm going to go viral. I'm like one person viral. My daughter liked it. And then, yay, I'm doing good. And then Strizzo, I like that. It's always a story with the name. I'm like, right. How'd you get the name? How'd you get the name? And yeah. I knew it was a story, and it was I could play an instrument.
There you go.
Competition, don't ever want to plug another competition, dude. Let's plug somebody else that we ain't working with. Who's our competition? Let's plug them.
Right. Well, even here, you know, we don't. I just told Dustin Sims, like, I mean, he's got a Sunday show, but we didn't plug it. So, you know, I let him say that.
Yeah, he's gonna be at that place but, down the way, you know, at the spot.
Because if somebody lives equidistant between that place and where our show's at, we want him to go to our show. That's
that's up the street from me. I didn't know he was coming there, and we were not gonna tell you.
But yeah, there's a World Wide Web out there. Check these folks out. Do support them, whether it's a Mad Hatter Shows event or not.
Go to the Mad Hatter Show, though.
Yeah, we definitely. Hopefully
we have more fun.
We get sweaty hands on some of these lineups, too, and it should be a lot of fun. If you come to the Donnie Baker shows at the end of August, you're going to get me. I got some stand-up that I do. I got some merchandise I'm taking to Texas, so it's... You know, the people start asking me, well, where's your stuff? So I'm going to start playing along and playing like I'm a comedian, too. So I'm the guy
with
the day
job. That's
how I got
it. Be like, you don't have anything to say? I'm like, I didn't know you wanted to buy nothing, but I'll get something.
So we brought up that Mick Foley's going to be coming up, too. The other guy that was in the photo with with Dustin at that one point, Ginger Billy, we mentioned him. We got shows coming up with this guy.
Ask him about his name.
Now, have you seen him, too? I'm going to guess his name's Billy, and you can see his beard, so that's not a real interesting story, but
I still want to know it.
But look at this guy here. He's blowing up too with his funny videos. Have you seen any of his yet?
No.
All right, you gotta
I don't watch
up.
The internet, but I'm gonna have to get on there.
We're old. We got the gray in our beard and kind of, so you know what I mean? But these kids, they love this shit. So he's got a jacuzzi there for his testicles that he's that's one of his videos.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah. He's got another one that's called the Ron Beer, and it's like a souped up. He's
a
modified
testicle jacuzzi.
Yeah, he's modified. It's like a lawnmower and a truck at the same time. He's driving around. So all this different stuff that's out there. He's another guy.
A lawn truck.
He puts his wife in his videos. So these guys are figuring out. You know what? Like get to where everybody is invested in you and they like you. And they care about your family, and they care about like your
neighbors
and your house.
Well, everybody told me I should put my
and...
wife in my comedy show because I told a story of what happened over COVID. And I'm like, they said you gotta put that in the show.
Just don't let her steal the show. You gotta make sure that happens. But
she knows she ain't stealing the show, but she knows she's a big part of it.
There you go. It's gonna make me go out and get a wife.
Neil, are you crazy?
Probably not. So Ginger Billy, several shows with him. October the 6th in Vincennes, Indiana. October the 7th in Terre Haute, Indiana. Lebanon, Tennessee on October the 8th at Cahoots. Then the next week, we're going to have him in Indianapolis at the Irving Theater on the 14th. In Hobart, Indiana, up by Chicago. Chicago.
Hobart.
They like to claim like they're a suburb. It's still an hour from Chicago, but it's Hobart's going to have him on the 15th. And then jump forward to Wichita, November the 18th. Kansas City, November 19th. So, and I think... since I typed this out when we were going to do the last show here, we just added some December dates. So he's going to be in Saginaw, Michigan, and Maumee, Illinois. So it's funny to kind of pause on where he's dipping his balls into the thing on the video.
Oh, I was going to say, is he really going to use this thing? Is he going to put the jacuzzi on? Because I kept saying, like, all right, he's running water.
So if this video gets even bigger tonight, I'm going to ask for a cut for Ginger Billy. So there's that thing. And then the November the 7th, we have one single date right now with this guy, but this is exciting for us. We're going to have our first show with Preacher Lawson on Sunday, November 7th. He's from America's Got Talent. It looks like a young Sweaty Hands Day right there, right? Like, have you ever that clean cut?
Yeah, that was 100 years ago.
His hands aren't glistening, though, so that's it's clearly not you.
Yeah, he got the abs that I used to have that I never had.
But Preacher Lawson blew up on America's Got Talent. Then he went on Britain's Got Talent after that because they were kind of doing the showcase stuff. He's around there touring, so we're super excited to have him in. Same thing, Hobart, Indiana, on November the 7th. And then another guy that's going to be new to Mad Hatter shows, another kind of household name for people that are comedy fans, Christopher Titus. We've got a couple dates with him right now, too. So we're going to have him in Hobart. We're also going to have him in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. So go to madhattershows.com and check out those events. I will be there on November the 18th because we've got multiple shows, one of them with Ginger Billy and one of them with Titus. So I'm actually running that show. I'm going to try to sneak on stage and get a few minutes in on that one. Mm-hmm. But the Time Community Theater, and then we're going to have in Hobart in December. So you a Christopher Titus fan? No, you don't watch TV, but you don't know him either?
No.
This guy even had a sitcom. We need you to...
Who, him?
Do you have cable, Sweaty Hands? Is that a...
I got cable. I got like 782,000 channels, and I can't watch none of them.
Christopher Titus even had a sitcom.
Now he looks, is this guy right here?
Yeah, he's been around forever.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Okay, so I don't know him.
I'm horrible with names. All right. I go home and get the kid's name, like, come here, you know your name.
And a new show that we just announced yesterday on the website, Reno Collier, who was a guest with ours on our first ever podcast, he's the feature act, but the other guy that he's with is John Reap.
I know Reno.
So they've got, yes, you know Reno, but John Reap is the guy he's with.
He's in the magazine.
Yeah, they're playing his audio here. That's a little bit different. We got a little preview of his voice, but so it's Reno and John Reap, and we don't have both of them on the stage. So the next podcast, we'll have to play Reno up there on the stage, kind of to keep it even.
Yeah,
but it's a double headliner show, basically. Double headliner. This guy, he's Last Comic Standing, I think, and he's a radio personality and has his followers. So he and Reno complement each other pretty well. We're gonna have him in Bowling Green and in Evansville. So Bowling Green, Kentucky.
We're gonna have a Bowling Green, Indiana.
Corvette Museum. We're putting Ginger Billy there too.
And I'm gonna still be scared of the Corvette Museum. Do you remember what happened?
Oh, in the sinkhole.
Yeah,
that's the.
I'm scared.
I don't know. This is live Facebook. I don't know. We should bring that up. But you know what? If you're a thrill seeker, come out where you might get sucked in.
I know a lot of people in the Corvette Club, so I guess it's good.
we our last show in Bowling Green, we had the Southern Lanes Bowling Alley bar so packed full, where you had to find a bigger venue to put Ginger Billy in and John Reap. So
why are you going to one of the caves?
I don't know. Can we do? I don't think that's an insurance liability. That's a
Mammoth Cave.
So anyway, lots of shows. Sometimes we've done pro wrestling. Sometimes we've done music. Sometimes we've done sketch comedy. Sometimes we've had a hypnotist before. We've had stage shows with props. And of course, we have a lot of stand-up magicians. Comedians. So check us out. MadHatterShows.com. Find us on all social medias. So if you're on Dustin Sims' page, you're watching this and you're not liking Mad Hatter Shows, we encourage you to do that right now. Do you have a Facebook page that's just you?
Yes, I have a Facebook page. It is Sweaty Hands on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Chit Chat. Whatever it is, I got them all.
Find him on any site that's on there. Find Sweaty Hands Day. You can find Neil Snyder Presents.
Follow me.
Facebook
I need two more followers to get to 10.
There you go. You're going to go viral off this shit. They're going to be like, that's the guy that talked to Strizzo.
They're going to really like, he really has like 9 followers.
You know, we didn't come up though when the internet was like it is now. So we don't have those Dustin Sims followers. I'm sure that's the only reason why. So
I don't know how to follow people back. I guess you hit the button, follow back.
All right. Well, we've come to the end of this show. It was a wild ride. We appreciate you doing some time too.
This was fun.
While I alerted Dustin.
It's getting
Sims.
Easier and easier.
Mid-coitus. We got Dustin Sims. We had to get him to put on something to cover his heart on. So that's... luckily, we stayed to where we didn't lose the feed because the camera went down too low or anything. So
a bald massager. I came on here and found out about that. I didn't know they had that.
Well, now you know.
I'm giving you a
You don't know
jacuzzi.
What you're going to expect with this. We're planning on being back Wednesday, August the 18th. There'll be somebody up here on the stage, and I think Mick Foley's calling in. So, fans, tune in. Tell your friends. Follow us on Mad Hatter Shows, Mad Hatter Podcast. We just do this whenever we do this. But we would love to continue to see you. We would love to entertain you when we come to your town. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Thank you all.